Well, hello there, all you savvy survivalists and wannabe preppers. Welcome to Food Storage 101 with yours truly, Prepper Patty. I'm here to share all the essential tips and tricks for building the ultimate pantry. You might be asking yourself, why do I need a food storage pantry? Well, let me tell you, folks, it's not just for the doomsday preppers and overzealous hoarders. Whether you're facing a natural disaster, a sudden job loss, or just want to be prepared for any unexpected twists and turns, having a well-stocked pantry can be a real lifesaver. So if you're ready to dive into the world of food storage, grab a snack, maybe from your pantry, and get comfy, because we're about to embark on a wild ride of delicious preparedness. Stay tuned for the next episode where we'll talk about the must-have items for your pantry. Until then, this is Prepper Patty signing off. Remember, stay prepared, stay playful, and stay well fed. Now, let's talk about stocking up on non-perishable essentials. We've all seen the memes about rice and beans being the staple diet of survivalists, but there's a reason for that. These humble ingredients have stood the test of time and kept people nourished through countless crises. Think of them as your culinary sidekicks, ready to swoop in and save the day when your fridge is looking a little sad. First up, let's give a round of applause to beans. Not only are they a great source of protein and fiber, but they're like the chameleons of the pantry. Whether you're in the mood for a hearty chili, a zesty bean salad, or a comforting soup, beans have your back. Plus, they come in a rainbow of colors and sizes, so you can mix and match to keep your meals interesting. Next on the non-perishable power list is rice. It's the ultimate blank canvas for any meal. Feeling fancy? Whip up a risotto. Keeping it simple? A batch of perfectly fluffy white rice has your back. And let's not forget about fried rice. It's like a magical way to transform leftovers into a gourmet treat. Rice is the ultimate team player in your culinary lineup. Last but not least, we have the ever-versatile pasta. It's basically a hug in carbohydrate form. From comforting mac and cheese to elegant pasta primavera, there's a pasta dish for every mood and occasion. Let's not forget about the joy of twirling spaghetti and the satisfaction of biting into a perfectly al dente penne. Pasta is the ultimate comfort food that's always there for you, no matter what. So whether you're preparing for a zombie apocalypse or just want to make sure you always have a delicious meal at the ready, stocking up on beans, rice, and pasta is a no-brainer. These trusty companions will make sure you're never left high and dry in the kitchen. Ah, canned goods and jarred items, the unsung heroes of food storage. They're like the sidekicks in a superhero movie, always there to save the day, but rarely getting the credit they deserve. I mean, who doesn't have a trusty can of beans or jar of pickles tucked away in the pantry for a rainy day? And let's not forget about those canned fruits and vegetables. They may not be as glamorous as their fresh counterparts, but they sure do come in handy when you're in a pinch. And let's talk about the versatility of jarred items, shall we? From jams and jellies to pasta sauces and olives, these little glass jars hold a world of flavor just waiting to be unleashed. Plus, there's something oddly satisfying about the pop when you open a new jar. It's like a mini celebration right in your kitchen. Sure, they may not have the same appeal as a perfectly ripe avocado or a juicy steak, but when it comes to practicality and longevity, canned goods and jarred items really take the cake. So here's to our unsung heroes of food storage, keeping our shelves stocked and our bellies satisfied, one can and jar at a time. Cheers to you, canned goods and jarred items. You may not wear capes, but you're certainly heroes in our book. Now, let's talk about the all-important matter of finding the perfect hiding spot for your emergency chocolate stash. In a household full of scavengers, finding a place to stash your precious emergency supply can be a real challenge. You want somewhere that's covert, yet accessible in a pinch. Let's face it, hiding chocolate from the family can be an art form. Some people opt for the classic vegetable crisper in the fridge. After all, who looks for chocolate among the broccoli? others go for the old sock drawer trick, assuming no one is brave enough to delve into such a mysterious and potentially odorous abyss. Indeed, the struggle is real. But fear not, intrepid chocolate aficionados, there are solutions to be found. The trick is to think like a secret agent. Imagine yourself on a mission to protect the world's most valuable treasure, because let's be real, chocolate is definitely up there. Consider under the false bottom of a cereal box, a double layer of deception that takes a particularly cunning eye to unravel. Or perhaps you're bold enough to utilize the frozen peas camouflage method, cunningly disguising your chocolate in the depths of the freezer, nestled among the benign bags of vegetables. Ultimately, the perfect hiding spot for your emergency chocolate stash is all about finding that delicate balance between stealth and convenience. And if all else fails, well, there's always the option to simply carry it with you at all times, under the guise of a snack for emergencies. We've all been there, and we salute your commitment. Happy hunting, fellow chocolate lovers. So, you've decided to become a food hoarder, huh? Just kidding. But really, investing in freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term storage is a smart move, especially considering the way 2020 has been going. You never know when a zombie apocalypse or a global pandemic could strike, so it's always good to be prepared, am I right? Freeze-dried and dehydrated foods are like the superheroes of the food world. They have the power to stay fresh for years, and they're ready to swoop in and save the day when your fridge is looking a little sad and empty. Plus, they're lightweight and easy to store, so you won't have to worry about them taking up precious space in your already cramped pantry. Sure, you might get some raised eyebrows from your friends when they see your stash of freeze-dried fruits and veggies, but just wait until they come crawling to you when the shelves at the grocery store are bare. You'll be sitting pretty with your stockpile of nutritious, long-lasting food while everyone else is fighting over the last can of beans. So go ahead, embrace your inner doomsday prepper, and start stocking up on freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. You'll thank yourself when the day comes that you're savoring a gourmet meal while the rest of the world is resorting to scavenging for scraps. So, you've stocked up on plenty of canned goods and dry goods for your food storage, but now you're standing in front of your pantry scratching your head and wondering, what in the world am I going to make with all of this? Fear not, my friends, for I am here to guide you through the wild and wonderful world of meal planning with your food storage items. It's time to get creative and work some culinary magic with those cans of beans and bags of rice. First things first, take a good look at what you have in stock. Channel your inner Chopped contestant and think about how to adapt the ingredients in front of you into a delicious meal. Got a can of black beans? How about whipping up a hearty batch of black bean and corn quesadillas? Or perhaps a zesty black bean and corn salad? The possibilities are truly endless. Next, think about the meals you already love to make. Can you swap out fresh ingredients for something from your food storage stash? Instead of using fresh tomatoes in your favorite pasta sauce, could you use canned diced tomatoes instead? Absolutely. And those dried herbs and spices in your pantry can add some serious flavor to your dishes. Don't forget about the power of meal prepping. Spend a little time on the weekend cooking up a storm with your food storage items. Prepare some big batches of soups, stews, or chili and freeze them for later. That way, when you come home from a long day, you'll have a tasty home-cooked meal at your fingertips in no time. And lastly, don't be afraid to get experimental. Sure, your food storage items might not be the most glamorous ingredients, but with a little ingenuity and a pinch of creativity, you can turn them into something truly scrumptious. Who knows? You might just discover a new favorite meal along the way. So go forth, dear listeners, and conquer the challenge of creating a meal plan with your food storage items. Embrace the quirks and quirkiness of your pantry, and let the culinary adventures begin. All right, folks, that's a wrap on our food storage journey. We've covered the ins and outs of storing food like pros, and I hope you found some valuable nuggets of wisdom in our podcast. Now let's quickly recap the key takeaways and our next steps. First, we learned that food storage is all about the Holy Trinity: keeping it cool, keeping it dark, and keeping it dry. Whether you're stockpiling canned goods or stashing away some rice and beans, remember these golden rules. Next, we explored the world of expiration dates. Who knew those little numbers could cause so much confusion? But fear not, we've got your back with all the tips and tricks to decipher those cryptic codes. Lastly, we ventured into the realm of organization. Label makers, stackable containers, and rotating your stock are your new best friends. Embrace the chaos and turn your pantry into a food storage masterpiece. Now, as you embark on your food storage journey, remember to start small and build from there. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a fully stocked emergency pantry. So take baby steps, and soon enough, you'll be a food storage master. All right, listeners, it's time to bid adieu. Thanks for tuning in to Food Storage 101. And remember, stay safe, stay prepared, and most importantly, stay delicious. Until next time, happy storing.